Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritus Online Network bring you Circle of Mediums on Mike Spirit FM. Join us for healing, tarot readings, and a bit of rock and roll. So let us rock your socks off and show you how it's done. So join the team at Mike Spirits FM, brought to you online from SpiritusOnlineNetwork.com.
This is Julie Sock from the Spiritualist Online Network, courtesy of Mike Spirit FM. We bring to you the Circle of Mediums today. Good morning, everybody in the chat room. Welcome to the show. Good evening to all those in the Northern Hemisphere. We're here again today. Today's show, we've got a packed show for you. We've got the usual competitions for Sock members and non-members, for all those new members in the chat room. So be ready. You've got to start doing some searching. We're going to get you working today. We're going to get you learning today. We've got not one, not two, but three hosts here ready to take your calls, ready to answer your questions. We have got Circle of Mediums, Ask a Medium section. It's your chance to come in and ask us, how do you develop? What do you use to develop? Do we work with meditation? Do we work with tools like tarot cards? If you've got a question you want asked today, get it thrown in there. We will be involved in the chat room. I've got with me today my co-host, Demisi. She's with us today. She's our healer. We have got Sprinkles Nixon. She's our palm reader. And we've got Peg Jones, our lovely angel worker. And we've got some free gifts to give away today. And we're going to get you working. So welcome to the show. And Demisi, darling, are you there?
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm stuck in North Yorkshire at the minute, so...
We've got you on mobile at the moment.
Welcome to the Northern Hemisphere, everybody. If you want to know about the spirit world and what happens to them after they've gone into the next world, then maybe I'm the one that can help you, or Julie can help you on that one, as well as Peg and Sprinkles. So ask away your questions, because that's the way we need to be.
Exactly. Okay, Julie? Without you guys, that's brilliant. Thank you, Demisi. Without you guys in the chat room or calling in, we'd just be sitting talking to ourselves. Okay, first up today, we've got some news. A little bit of a roundup from our launch show last week. We had an amazing response. I've got to say thank you very much to everybody who joined in. And we've got quite a few new members to welcome. Sprinkles, I believe you've got that list with you today, haven't you? Sprinkles.
Oh my gosh, Julie, that list is long.
You should know by now. I'll throw you in the deep end.
Oh my gosh, there had to be at least over. And one day, I think we hit about maybe 70 people. It was like, oh my gosh, this is going crazy.
That's what we like to see, new members coming into the website and coming into the show. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. We've got Scott who came in and did his first reading in a class after joining the circle. That was amazing.
Oh. It was super. It really was. I mean, to see that they become aware of their own abilities, it's there's no words describing it.
Exactly. It's just been a brilliant week. We've also got news this week, apart from all the new members that are coming in, and it's brilliant to see you guys on the Facebook and in the groups. We've also got coming out in this next week an article in the Paranormal Press. How's that?
Yeah.
We're doing well. And that has stemmed after the show last week. We spoke to them, and we're now going to be doing a monthly column in the Paranormal Press. So get checking it out on Facebook, guys. Get checking it out on paranormalpress.com and check out their website. You'll see myself, Julie Sock, introducing the Spiritualist Online Network to the Paranormal Press. And we will be doing monthly articles in there. And that includes you guys, because yes, not only is it going to be from the staff and what we do at Spiritualist Online Network and Circle of Mediums, but also from the members. So if you've got your first spirit experience, if you've had your paranormal encounters, let us know. Get it into the show. Email us, and we can get your articles monthly in the Paranormal Press. We want to hear your stories. Okay? So there's another thing that we're going to be doing. We've also got coming up this afternoon another show with our darling Magic Meredith, who's going to be doing the Fearless Ghost Hunter show on Paranormal Radio. So we're working all over the place at the moment, girls. I hope yous are all ready for a massive influx of work.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. This is just, it's gone way out. I don't know what we have left, Julie, to tell you the truth. We got radio, we got TV, we got, it's expanding and it's just taking off. We're holding on tight, though. We're holding on tight.
We are. And I've got to say a big thank you to the lovely Grant Collier, one of our co-hosts here on Mike Spirit FM. Grant Collier joined us on Sock TV last Monday and really rocked the socks off and did a brilliant show on Sock TV. It was amazing. He filled the chat room. I've got to say, there's not many people can come into SOC chat rooms and take over the way Grant Collier did. I didn't get a word in edgeways for 20 minutes. That's never been known. He did really well, I've got to say. And we've got a repeat performance, Grant Collier on SOC TV on Monday the 17th. So we've got to watch for that one. That's going to be a brilliant show. Okay, let's get right into it this week, shall we? Shall we take some... Demisi, do you fancy taking some of those calls?
Yeah, can do.
Excellent. Okay, Mike, we've got Mike Davis himself doing the producing today. So, Mike, if you want to bring in the first caller, we'll start taking calls. And then we're going to do our first competition after the first song on the half hour. So get your calls in, and we'll see who's online. Have we got Diana there, please?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Diana.
Hello, Diane. Hello, Diane. How are you?
I'm okay. I'd like to talk to a medium. Is that okay?
Well, you've got four of us.
I know. So who wants to? Who's talking to who?
What is your question?
Well, I would like to, if I could, talk to my cousin David or anyone who comes through.
Right.
To give me some direction on this man I'm supposed to meet that'll get me to my aunt.
Oh, right. My watchword for my catchphrase is, I don't do your future, you do it. So I think I'll pass you on to Julie, if you don't mind.
Okay, whoever. Somebody started it at the end of the show.
That's not a problem. Diana, when you came in there, the first thing I got, there's a brother somewhere at the moment. I don't know whether it's your brother or the gentleman that you're looking for in spirit has a brother in spirit as well. Can you understand that, please?
The one I'm looking for that's in spirit has a brother here, alive.
Here. Okay, that's fine. Because all I got was the word brother. Is there a situation going off around his brother at the moment?
I don't know because I can't find him. That's why I need some direction and where I will find him.
That would be the issue. That would be the issue because he came straight through there. Brother, let me know that there's an issue there that you need to find him, that the connection's there. If he'd come through straight away himself, I'd have been surprised, you know. It's just giving you confirmation. What is September for you, please, Diana?
I didn't hear you.
September for you, darling? Month of September, birthday, anniversary, or message, please, or memory, please, in the month of September.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Would that be linked to your family? Would that possibly be linked to his family, darling? And where's the James name?
I don't know about his family. That's why I'm going. That's why I need to see his mother to get the family tree and all. So I don't know what the James would be. But I have a son named Jamie, so maybe someone else is coming through.
Not a problem. That's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm just getting a connection. I'm just finding out where they're coming through. At the moment, they're just giving confirmation that I've got the link. So we've got the link with his brother. We've got the link and the confirmation of your son, Jamie. Okay. Somewhere along the line, there is a month. There is something to do with September, a special occasion or a memory. Can I also take you to, I don't know why, but I want to go to the western coast of America. Why am I on the western coast of America?
Well, I'm in Sacramento, which is Northern California, but I traveled up the western coast. And actually, the one who is on the other side, David, my cousin, I believe his children are Southern California. I'm Northern California,
okay.
That's where his mother is. So I don't know where his brother is.
Okay, so you understand why he's taking me over the west side of it?
Yes, I guess.
Right.
But knowing that's where his children are.
Okay, he's just given confirmation.
But they don't know him.
That's not a problem. He knows them, and he's bringing them in for you.
Of course, they were his children, yes.
He's just giving you confirmation, darling. Obviously, you've been looking in the right place. He's letting you know that you're looking in the right place, but the link is going to come through. He's also taking me towards February, and I want to be looking at the end of February. So what's happening around February, a birthday, anniversary, memory, or have you got something planned for coming up February, please?
No.
Oh, well, watch it, because February's going to bring you some news. February is going to bring you some news.
I'll meet somebody and get inside before then, because it's cold. I've been on the road for a year now.
I can only give what I'm getting, darling.
I might meet someone who can get me to his mother by February, okay?
What I'm taking from it is that you're going to get some news before February to what you're doing. Why is my forearm hurting, darling? there's something about a pain in the left arm. So who's out on it? It's lady. It's a lady passed, and she had a massive stroke or heart attack and had problems with mobility on her right arm. A left arm, please. Who's this lady?
No, well, only my father had heart problems. It could be somebody that I didn't know again, because I don't know this side of the family that well. I saw him in spirit when I was a child, but I didn't see them before that. I could tell my dad who I saw, and he would tell me who it was.
That's how we got you in. As a child, we all see spirit. We're free and open, our mind's clear, and we can connect with spirit. What we need to get you doing, darling, is using that connection once again to help you in your search. You can ask them, whether you do it in meditation or in dreams, we need to get you using that natural connection that you've had as a child now to help you get the connection. I have got a lady who's got a problem with her right arm. Is this a lady in life around you now? I'm not going to change it. I'm not getting it as a gentleman.
Oh.
There's something about a lady with a problem with a left arm.
I'll look for it. I mean, it could be her. I haven't seen my aunt yet. It could be she has the problem.
Okay, darling. I don't know whether that's going to be confirmation when you do find her, darling, but I've got serious pins and needles and numbness in my left arm. So I know that's going to be coming around somewhere at the moment. I'm not saying anybody's going to have a stroke. Don't take it that way. But it's a condition that you're going to need to watch out for too, that it's coming through. Okay? Right, give me some confirmation for her, guys. Come on. Okay, where's the B name? Beatrice, B, Bobby. Where's the B name linked into all this, please?
I don't know. See, I don't know that family tree, and that one doesn't ring a bell either. I'll probably know all this in a few months.
I want you to keep notes of these and look out for these names forward, because that's what they're giving me, darling.
It is true. Okay.
And I also want to go. Okay. Have you found the old, and I mean one family church where most of something about a church that most of the family went to?
I did find a church that had my aunt on a roster. I did went to the church, and she wasn't there.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah. No, there are records. What they're telling me now, there are records there that have been overlooked. Okay, so maybe it needs another contact there. I don't know whether you went looking for specifically for one person, but they're showing me that church, and they're saying me that there is records there that have been overlooked. So maybe you need to look again at the church records, parish records, etc., for another link there that's going to help you out.
So I plan on going back to that. It's a small church, so, and everybody shakes everybody's hands. So, I'll go back. The only reason it was an accident that I found it. I mean, some record of she had a birthday, and they were celebrating at that church I found on the internet. So that's why I went there.
There you go. That's your confirmation, darling. You need to get back to that church and do some more investigating, because there are records there that are going to help you out. Don't go looking with one person's name in mind, because you're going to find another link. Okay, darling?
Oh, okay. So don't tell anybody who I'm looking for?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying don't you go just looking for Aunt so-and-so. You need to go with an open mind, because there's going to be another link that opens up a doorway for you to find your research.
That's resonating with me. I can
feel
spirit moving. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I'm going back to church.
Get back to your, don't just rely on the, you know, the physical and the records and the paperwork and talking to people, but you need to get back into the meditation, darling, and get into a development group. Check us out at Circle of Meat and Spirituals Online Network, and you need to get back into that natural connection.
I don't have a computer. My computer was stolen. But I do meditate, and I do sound healing, and I do guest on other people's Black Talk Radio shows. I am active.
Well,
I mean, that's all I'm doing is my light working. I'm light working all the time, every day.
Right. Well, I know you're helping others with it all. Start helping with yourself and ask them to give you direction, because they will help you out. The connection is there. They are trying to help you out, darling.
So I'll keep meditating then.
Start asking for guides for them to help you out. Okay, girl?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
I hope to see you on the website. Enjoy the show, darling. And
when I get
calling
a computer,
in.
I will be in your chat room for sure. Thank you.
Brilliant. All the best to you. I hope you get one for Christmas, darling. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane. That was lovely.
They were determined to get that message through. She's got to start developing. We've got to get her in the classrooms. It's no good. Okay. Who have we got next on the line? We've got area code 503. Are you there, darling?
Hello.
Hello, sweetie. What's your name?
My name is Megan.
Hi, Megan. What's your question or discussion today? What's your topic for today?
Yeah, I was just wondering who is around me and what kind of things are ahead for me in 2013.
Okay. Shall we bring Sprinkles in on this one?
Yes, you can. Okay. You want to know who is around you and what's coming up for you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we get to you here, hon. Okay. Now, just remember, though, you have free will, so any of this can change, but it's just kind of a little look into what is there, and you can choose which way you want to go.
Right.
What I'm going to do is look to see what I have here for you, and if I don't have your info, I'll definitely look back into the cards and give you what if it's there, okay? I can only give you what I have, all right?
Okay.
So
okay.
To begin with, I sense there's some sort of boredom going on around you, and just please confirm whether yes or no. I also feel that someone has either an allergy problem or just getting over being sick because there's something with the breathing going on there.
I'm sorry, what was the first thing you said?
Boredom.
Boredom,
okay. Okay,
yeah.
There's a little bit of boredom going on there.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, thank you. There's also somebody that wasn't feeling good. I don't know whether it's allergies or what that is affecting them, but it seems like a cold kind of thing because it's something with the breathing there. And this has happened before, but I'm also getting flowers. So I'm going to go more with allergies, okay, like the weeds and stuff there. So someone is going through that kind of thing and is kind of irritable. So I don't know if they're realizing that it's a possible allergy or not. But they also seem very, very anxious about something. I'm also getting that you seem to be moving forward. Before you might have been doubtful, now you're not. Okay, you seem to be making some sort of changes. You were trying to make something stable, and I think you've overcome that. I think you did. You have gotten something to where it's stable now, where before it wasn't. You are also very intuitive, and you will use just about everything that you have available to you as far as your business sense, your money sense, your emotions, how you feel about things. You use all of these in your direction of life here, and it's just showing that you're sending prayers up, and they are being answered slowly but surely. Okay, so there are some things you need to work on. Because what you're seeking, there seems to be a field of competition around there. Okay, so it's not a cutthroat kind of thing. It's just that the quality of what is being put out there is being more emphasized. Okay, so with that in mind, I've got some mostly business kind of area around you here. I also see that you are a very hard worker. You've been putting in a lot of overtime. You are very skillful. You've had some sort of delay, but that's okay because some things are needing your attention to be finished up. Okay, so you're still in this process of getting things finished up and completed to set you off. And you can be vulnerable if you're not prepared for those things that are coming up. And this, again, is in business sense. But you are very knowledgeable, okay? You come off very knowledgeable, and people can feel that confidence come off with you. Quite intuitive here. The number five, does that mean anything to you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay. All right. Well, just keep it in mind, please, because it may indicate something coming up. So it may be the month of May that's coming up. It could be 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, or the number five itself. I also feel that you have somebody around you that's helping you there. Is that correct? Somebody's taking some sort of schooling or of sorts there, because there's a lot of time and energy going into the studying. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of applying to graduate school.
Ah, well, that looks very good. Okay, you might have a little bit of delay because of some processes that are, again, still taking place. There, I can't help but tell you that each time I'm seeing something that is making you want to finish something up. Okay, so you're headed in the right direction. I do feel you're going to be successful, but you're going to have some delays. So really don't give up, persevere, and keep going, because then you're going to be in a position where you have all these choices before you, okay? And you're going to have to weigh yourself on that. And just a little advice is when you can't make a decision, it's like driving, okay? You're at an intersection, and you need to make that left turn. Wait till everything clears up and then move on, okay? Because if you jot out there, you're going to wind up being in an accident you don't want to be in, okay? But that's what I have for you. I hope that's of help to you.
Okay, yeah, great. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, hon. Wasn't nice to you.
Well done. Nice one. That's lovely. Congratulations there, love. Hope you enjoy the site, enjoy the show, and we hope to see you in the chat room sometime.
Okay, happy holidays.
All the best to you, darling. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well done, Sprinkles. You're on form. Welcome back. I know you've not been well this week.
I am. I'm just getting over, so if I don't connect right away, it's probably just a little bit lingering of my being down, because I had what they call the flu, and it really did a job on me.
Yes.
So
we've got a little bit of a problem with that. Yeah, we've got a little bit of a problem with that at the moment. We've got quite a few of our staff down with the flu at the moment, which is a bit of a, you know, it's always a bit of a problem with being, you know, we're doing healing, and yet we all get that problem. You have days when you're down. So I want to give a shout out to a few of our members and a few of our listeners today who I know are with us. We've got our darling, lovely Wings to Soar and her partner Dave, both very ill at the moment. So we're sending out healing thoughts and joy to them, and hope they're both back on their feet very shortly. We've also got quite a few members who've been ill recently, and all those in our healing books we'd like to send out thoughts and healing to. And I've got to say it, and I'm a little bit biased here, a friend of mine from many years ago, I reconnected with Deborah. Deb's over there in England. Sweetheart, I know you're not well, and I know you're listening in. I'm sending you all my love and a big hug, darling. Keep on rocking, Deb. We'll be talking shortly. So, okay, let's take it in one more call. And then, well, actually, it's coming up to half hour. So we're going to go to one of our songs. And again, the competition this week for non-members of Spirituals Online Network. This is the question. Listen to the tunes this week. What's the link? What's the link between all the songs that we play today? Mike, if you will, please, the first tune up.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. and I surprised her with a puppy. Kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up night and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loves. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
I've got to say, that is one of my favourites. It's Bobby Goldsboro, Honey. Absolutely amazing song. Remember that one. And you'll find out the link with the next one. Okay, we're going to the chat rooms for a few minutes. I'm going to involve all those in the chat room. It's Ask a Medium time. Ask a Medium time. And you've got myself and Peg and Sprinkles all ready to answer questions. And we're waiting for your questions in the chat room. What do you want to know about mediumship, about healing, about angels, connecting with your angels, or about palm reading? So come on in the chat room, get your questions going, and we'll start answering those as soon as we possibly get them in. Okay, girls, when it comes to new developers and people who are wanting to develop, what do you find is the most common way that you can, you know, get them started when people, like our last caller, need to get started working? How do you get them involved there then, Peg?
I think the easiest way is to have them understanding the ways that we communicate, like through our senses, and which is using clairvoyance and understanding what that is, clear audience, clear sentience, and clear cognizance, and also being aware of smells and taste that we have. And once we understand that, then we can understand what is from spirit or what is from us. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay,
and also it's trusting what you're hearing. I think that's one of the most important things too.
I've got to say, trust, it's one of the things that's come up in the chat rooms recently. People hearing what they, you know, hearing spirit or hearing events around them, or even seeing movement around them, seeing orbs, etc. But they don't trust what their own instincts are telling them.
Right. And also understanding this, you know, what synchronicity is and how that works for you in your life. Usually that's when spirit is speaking to you in some way, too. And so, you know, there's different ways that you can see that. And that is something that I talk about a lot in my own classroom. With my Angels 101 class.
Yeah, we've got a question in the chat room there, or a topic there from Texaridian. Hi, Texaridian. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Tex.
Her biggest problem is not knowing if what she's getting is valid. She'll go to an antique store and practice psychometry. Is there any way to validate that kind of thing?
I think when you get a feeling, I think that you're getting a feeling off the, whether it's a piece of furniture or a piece of jewelry, I feel that you're getting a feeling of what the object meant to a certain person, or the type of vibration they left with it. You know, I think that the feeling that you get is valid, you know, and to take that and to trust that.
Yeah, if we all know our own feelings, emotions and conditions, or we should be able to separate what's ours. So when we're working with a client or with items for psychometry, if you get those images and feelings that are totally foreign to you, nothing that could ever link to you, then somewhere along the line you've got to be validating the images that's coming from the energy linked to those items or the person that owns them.
Right. I mean, if
so, yeah, I would say trust.
You.
And as Demisi, do you want to come in there?
Yeah, I can do. Can you hear me? I've lost my screen.
Yeah, you're fine there, Demisi. Demisi was talking about setting a time to work and making sure that you're clear and you're working with clarity to be able to do that. And then you know that that kind of work is coming through from either spirit or from the energies linked. So do you find that is important, Demisi?
Yes, because otherwise you think it's from you. When you get to a certain stage, a certain level of developing, you start thinking, oh, everything that's coming in my head is mine. And no, it's not. The spirit world have to use what's in your head to be able to make, like, a kind of shortcut. They use your knowledge. They'll reform it. It'll be a new knowledge to you, but they'll use the words, the thoughts, the feelings, and the memories that you've had to be able to shortcut their message. So what I've found with a lot of the students that I work with hands-on here, not online, is that if I say to them from a certain level, or from a certain point, everything that you are feeling, touching, experiencing is not yours but from the spirit world once you've built the link until a certain other point that you've already set the time, then that more than likely is to be connected with other people. But also, I wouldn't, at the point that you're at, Tex, is go to a store and do psychometry, because you have no point of questioning unless the storeholder can give you, unless you ask the question, how did this piece of whatever get into this shop? Who brought
it
in?
Exactly, you don't have that personal connection. But again, you can validate what's not coming from you. If you I've done it. I've been at car boot fairs and I've been at antique stores and I've picked up, and it's not always just jewellery. It can be an ornament, an old clock. And you're actually drawn to them. You get drawn to them and you'll pick up these items. And you don't know why, you just know you've got to pick them up. And you can feel those senses and you get those images and pictures that come from it. And it really does tell its own story. If you can't do the validating with the actual owner or the shop owner, the validation comes from within yourself because for some reason you're drawn to it.
Yeah, I agree.
And another thing you were talking about there about the setting the time, when you're working, doing your development, especially with meditation, again, setting parameters for your meditation, the time limit, the reason and the method of meditation helps you with your development. Okay.
Hope that helps you, text Iridian.
Yes, she says thanks. There we go. We're just giving it explained to Demisi. She hasn't managed to get into the chat room today, so we're just explaining that for Demisi. Okay, I want to go back to Peg a moment while we get some questions in the chat room. Come on, guys, don't be shy. I just want to go back to something that Peg mentioned earlier on was about synchronicity. That is something we all often miss, isn't it?
Definitely.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what synchronicity means and what it is and how we can see it within our daily lives?
Well, I think we see it, but we don't understand it. Like, we might be thinking of someone and they call us that day, or we think of someone and we call them and they say, oh, how did you know? No, I needed to hear from you. Or we are on TV and there's a show about something that we need to hear about that particular day. There's also certain songs that may come on the radio, and that's synchronicity. Or you are at the store and you run into a friend you haven't seen and you've really needed to see this person. There's all types of synchronicity. And then there's things like angel feathers. Like if you see a feather, that could be a hint that the angels are with you, you know, or that they are willing to help you. So there's a lot of different ways of synchronicity.
And it's not just noticing them, but it's noticing what's going off around at the time that you need to take notice of.
Right.
You know, why we need to say that when you are running around trying to do things all at once and then something stops you dead, there's a reason for that. There is a reason why those instances come across, and like you say, you might end up just taking that phone call instead of running out the door in a mad rush, and taking that phone call that you really don't need to miss, you know.
Yes, and another instance of synchronicity is, say you have an idea, and 2 days later someone comes to you with the very same idea. That is validation for you. But it's also synchronistic in that the person had talked about the very same thing. So,
exactly. So
that those are things that we, as humans, can be aware of in our life. And I know once I started doing that, it was amazing.
Uh-huh.
I started getting like warnings, you know, of maybe slowing down when I was driving because of, you know, maybe a fire or an accident or, or of something happening up ahead, and, you know, a lot of different things like that. So,
yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that people just don't realize enough that we need to take notice of.
Right.
Okay, we're coming up to quarter to the hour. Shall we throw in one of the first competitions, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, what we can't do the song one until the end of the show, so we're going to throw out the question for our Sock Lyceum members. All those Sock Lyceum members, those who joined the Lyceum and are in the classes, your question for this week, this is your question, and you're going to win a reading today, this week, with, let's say, sprinkles. We're going to do a palm reading offer with sprinkles this week for our Lyceum members. And what we want to know from you this time, this week, is, right, go to the website. We want to know where on the website, and I want to hear the whole URL. I want to see the URL in the website. Where can you go to read a book by a certain Mr. Martin, known as Swanee? Where can you go to read a book by our own Swanee in the chat room? And I want to know the page URL. So we'll see. Wait for that one coming in the chat room. You can answer on the Circle of Mediums Facebook page, guys. So get in there. And no, it's not open to staff before Tracy gets in there. It's not open to staff. It's Sock Lyceum members. Where do you go to read the books on the website, and specifically one by a certain Martin, known as Swanee in the Circle? So that's your question for today for Sock members. Okay, let's take one more call before we get to the top of the hour. So, and then we'll get into the topic of today, which is sharing the love. Okay? So, next caller online, are you there? Do we have a caller online?
Hello,
sweetie, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa. What can we do for you today, and who would you like to talk to?
I would like to see if you have any messages for my mom's spirit.
Okay, who'd like to take this one, girl?
I can try.
Go with
it,
Peg.
See what comes through. Okay. I think that your mom was fairly young when she passed?
No. She was in her... No, she was in...
I think
in her 70s.
In her 70s, okay. I was thinking more in her 60s.
No.
Okay. So maybe someone else can take it.
Okay, Denise, do you want to give that one a go?
Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear Denise, Lisa, please?
Yes, can you hear me, Lisa?
Yes, I can.
I've been having next to me a lady who would have had dark hair, quite tall, very pretty lady. I'm not saying she's your mother, at the moment she's not telling me who she is, but she's been here from the whole of the program, and she would have had problems with breathing at one point, and also would have had problems with her stomach. Would you understand this lady? She's showing me when she was about 45, but I don't believe that was the age that she was when she passed. I believe that she would have been older and not quite as good-looking, she tells me.
Would that make sense?
Okay.
It could be my mom's sister.
I was going to say, can we go to aunt? And we also have, just to verify with you, a birthday in February, around about the 15th. We also have one in May.
Yeah, my son is March 15th, and my other son is in May.
Please don't give me any more information.
Oh.
Just yes or no, please.
Yes.
My task is to prove to you that I am talking to somebody, and that the you can say yes or no to it. Okay. So we've also got a gentleman in the spirit world, very nice gentleman, comes in with so much love and affection for you. I would feel that he's on a grandfather link with you, and I would feel that he would only have known you for a very short time in your life.
Are you still listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
John?
Yeah, can you understand that?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, do we have an aunt that's here that we can ask? I need to look on father's side of your family.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
I need you to look on father's side of the family.
Okay.
Is there somebody you can ask about this gentleman? Okay. They always do this to me. Do you get the smell of pipe smoke around you at times?
Yes.
Yes. This is this gentleman, and he comes with so much love. It's like you get the smell of the pipe, and then you get a kind of calmness comes straight across you, and as if the whole room goes quiet. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And the gentleman comes and he puts his hand on your shoulder, and he comes just to bring you that peace, because at the moment he's telling me your life is going through a choppy waters at the moment.
Yes.
And he's saying all will reveal itself in its own time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm going through a huge transition.
Yeah, you're asking a lot of questions, and they're coming so fast that the spirit world are having difficulty giving you the answers. Because you are listening, you do feel, and you do understand. And can you tell me where the curtains are in a room where it looks like it's heat that's moving the curtain?
In the living room.
Okay, so you can understand that as well. That also, there is a little black dog in the spirit world. And the first lady is coming in now as an older lady, and she would have been quite an age. So I think we're going up two generations. We're going up to grandparents with the older lady, very much like the first lady. It's my mistake there. And she would also belong to the gentleman. I'm also looking on father's side of the family, if you can ask. Where are the rulers? I'm being shown rulers.
Okay, yeah, I'm in school.
Yep, I'm being shown rulers being put end to end to end to end. And they're wooden ones, they're plastic ones, they're coloured ones. There's some with things on them and there's some without. So what they're showing me, if I use that as symbolic for you, is that time will tell, because I'm also being shown the clock. And time will tell, and just take one step at a time. So each yard that you walk, you understand yards, please?
Yeah, everything has just been taking so long in my life.
Well, patience, okay? My father always had a little poem that he said whenever I was very impatient, and it goes along these lines. Patience is a virtue, virtue is a grace, and grace is a little girl that never washed the face. So every time you feel yourself being impatient, just think of that little rhyme, because you need to absorb the information to be able to be ready to take the next information. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I know it's not what you want. The gentleman, the first gentleman that comes in that tells me that he has been around you for most of your life, he knew you here but passed into the spirit world soon after you were born. That's for you to verify and to know that what I'm telling you is correct. The gentleman is coming to tell you that your mother at the moment is having difficulties in the spirit world of adjusting her energy. It's not that she's unhappy, it's her energy, and so they're withholding her so that she can, so she passes the message through this gentleman that she loves you, she always has loved you, that you haven't got to worry about the things that happened before she passed, because there is nothing to forgive, there is nothing for you to feel guilty about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So would you please accept that message from the gentleman? Your mother will come through in time, but a little trick that helps over the years, many people have taken my advice, which is to get a lovely photograph of her. Put it where you have turned to it. And you talk to your mother as if she was here. Every little bit, every hope, everything that you ever wanted to share with your mother, plus the anger, plus the guilt, plus everything else. But this will help people grieving. Because if you can deal with your grieving, then she can deal with her grieving. Because believe it or not, when they go through that veil, they miss us as much as we miss them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, to some people, it's just as painful for them to come back through the veil or to make the link as it is for you to be able to link with them. So, don't think that she isn't coming or that she doesn't know and she doesn't care, because she does. But the gentleman is standing and bringing you the love. He's trying to bring you the help and the and the comfort. So take comfort, and whenever you smell that aroma of the tobacco, then accept the peace. And maybe at that time you turn to the picture of your mother and you accept this man's help. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible for you to do?
Does he know when I might be moving?
Darling, it's your choice. Spirit are not allowed to tell you information.
Yep. You find it interesting?
Okay.
It's like, okay. If you want to call in for a reading, go ahead.
If you're not allowed to ask, you can ask. You can put the thoughts out there and then take Peg's advice and wait for the synchronicity, because sure as eggs are there, it will come. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because if I tell you about one of the very first readings I ever did, it was for a lady who came to me and said, all the other mediums have told me I'm going to be given 3 keys. Which one do I take? And I said, well, which one do you want? And she said, I don't know. I said, right, well, you balance everything. You balance what's best for you. You balance what's best for the other people that are going to be moving with you. And then you look where it's going to be the best place for you. And this lady came back to me about 4 months later and said, you were correct. I was given the keys. And took the second key because that one was further away from my mother, and so that she couldn't just bob into my house every 2 seconds. Because that was the reason why this lady was moving in the first place. So it was her choice, not her mother's, not the spirit world's. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so just wait and watch and be patient, and You will move when the time is right to the place where you're supposed to go. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And they're leaving now, so they're leaving with a big hug. And who is it that made the blankets? Somebody made patchwork blankets. I do believe
that
was in a chest.
Yeah, it was my sister's mother-in-law. She used to make blankets.
Well, she's giving you a blanket to keep you warm, or I'm being given a blanket to keep you warm, and that's just another piece of verification for you, okay, darling?
Okay.
So, for the synchronicity, put the foot out there.
Brilliant.
Thank you for working with me, darling.
Thank you. Thank you very
Brilliant.
Much.
Thanks for calling in there, Lisa. I hope it helps a lot for you. And hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you very much for that, Demetri. Well done, we got there. Sometimes we can't help how it comes through, but we get there. Okay, guys, we're coming up to the hour. We're on the hour, we're going to a song, and Tex Iridian gets the win for the competition for the SOC members. She got it's the sprinkle style, it's the link for the book on the website. Thanks, guys. We're going to a song. Thank you very much. Mike, if you will, we're going to Spirit in the Sky.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, guys, welcome back. We had Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky there. This is your chance to win a reading with the lovely Peg Jones, one of your, an angel reading. Come on, guys, what is the common link between all the songs played today? So far, we've had Honey by Bobby Goldsborough, and we've had Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. Go to facebook.com/circleofmediums. Go to our Facebook page and type in your questions, your answers. Get your answers in the chat room. And never know, you never know who's going to win. It's open to everybody, not just SOC members. What is the common link between all the songs we play today? Okay, and we're back. We're going to go straight to more calls. And I think I'm going to take this one. I keep getting told off for delegating. I just got used to it. After 10 years working, I start delegating. Now I'm doing it too much. So we've got area code 561. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I am.
Hi, sweetie. What's your name?
Hi. Stacy.
Sorry?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. What can I do for you today?
Well, I just want to know, have any messages?
Okay, sweetie. That's the best one I like because they don't give any expectations and no conditions on the reading. Okay, the first thing I'm getting with you is the month of July. Birthday, anniversary, or memory, please, around the month of July.
I think
it's... Think about your friends, loved ones, and family.
By who?
Think about your friends, loved ones, and family. A birthday, anniversary, or memory in the month of July,
yes.
Please.
My aunt.
That's the best. Lovely. Okay. I've got a lady in spirit that would link to this. I don't know if it's linking to the birthday or to the lady for it, but there's a lady in spirit coming through, and she's standing with me. She's very frail with her legs. She had a lot of problems walking towards the end. Does that make sense to you, please? Can you place this lady?
Yes, that's her mother.
That's her mother. Okay, I knew there was a link there somewhere. Didn't know where it was coming in. Can you understand the name Claire? It's not Claire. It's long. Is it Clarice? where's the C name linked to this, please?
In the same family?
That's what I'm coming. It's coming through. There's a link there with the C name. Definitely female.
That would be her son.
Oh.
That would be her son with the C initial.
Okay, I got it female. Is there a female with a name with a C name?
Who?
Is there a female with the Kathy name or Clarice, Claire?
No, I'm not thinking straight.
Okay, not a problem. Just think about it. I don't like changing it, but I got female. What was the son's name? Let me see if I get any confirmation. Is there a birthday with you around the son? He's before his before her. I'm not sure if I'm getting May or June for the birthday with around the sun. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, so he is giving me, they are giving me confirmation it is for him. So the C name is the sun. Okay. I want to take you to early last year. Now, am I going back to 2012 or am I going back to 2011? Was there a major change around somewhere in the family? I don't know if it's early 2012 or early 2011, please.
No, not that I know of. It was a change in September of this year.
Okay, why would it be taking me back that far then? I want to go back at least a year, darling.
A year?
Mm-hmm. Definitely a year. This thing that happened in September, is there a link that it took to a year ago?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. They're just giving me confirmation. Again, it would have been too easy just to give you September because we'd already talked about months. So the link is, something started and kicked it off over a year ago, but it actually changed in September.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. I want to talk to you now. They're telling me there's been an instance around, I think it's you personally at the moment, where I don't know if you've been out and about on an evening and you felt being followed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, darling, but you can't keep secrets from spirit. You got yourself all worked up, didn't you, that you were being followed to the point that you were nearly going to knock on a stranger's door and say, can I call the police? I'm being followed.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, darling, it was spirit saying hello. They were looking out for you, darling. There's somebody in spirit, and I've got to say, you must have felt it more than one time in your life. You've got that connection. You've sensed things around you, around your family. You know when a best mate is going to knock on your door long before they do because they've got problems and they need to talk to you. You sense all this, don't you?
Right.
Well, you can't hide things from spirit, darling, and they're saying you need to be working with it, okay? Theme for today is sharing the love, and that's what they're trying to do with you. So next time you feel that follower feeling, take a minute, have a coffee and say, okay, what can I do for you? Okay? Can you understand that, love? Okay?
Yes,
that's brilliant. Where's the... we've had the C name, but I'm also getting a male name. Kevin, Kelvin. Where's the K name around you, please? Male.
K. Hey, oh, my gosh. My cousin.
Is that linked to the same family or the other side?
On the same side?
Is it on the same side or is it the other side of the family that we've been talking about?
It's the same side.
That's your grandson. What's happening with your grandson, darling?
I have no idea. I haven't seen him or spoken to him in a while.
Okay, time to reconnect. I don't know whether it's to do with you sensing things and whether you're going to be needed to help your son, your grandson, but there's a reason there to reconnect. They bring things through for a reason. So there's something there that means you've got to reconnect with the grandson, darling, whether he's going to have some information for you or ask you, but there's definitely a reason there you've got to reconnect. Okay, darling? Can you also understand the gentleman around you, please? I'm sorry, I'm getting some background noise. I'm trying to focus. Can you understand the gentleman close to you at the moment? It's either husband or brother, around you at the moment in life. But there's a gentleman around you, husband or brother at the moment, who's, shall we say, being a bit cantankerous about something, being a bit stubborn.
That would be my sperm donor. Excuse me.
That would be your who?
Somebody, a sperm donor. That's a lack of a better word. Sorry.
Right, okay. I have no idea what that means. But I
deadbeat dad.
Okay, he's being a bit stubborn, isn't he?
Yes.
Stick to your guns, darling. It will come through. It will get sorted out. Okay?
Okay.
I've got you. You've got to love how spirit brings things through. All I can say is just stick to your guns. It will come through. And can you understand, please, the name of George or Georgina, please?
George would be my uncle's middle name.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, so you've got
a lot
of connections.
Yeah, that's her son, another son.
That's another son. Okay, well, it's really stuck on the family at the moment then. Okay. Right, I wonder... I'm still getting over the last bit. Okay. Right, I want to go right between Christmas and New Year. So it's not Christmas, it's not New Year, it's the week in between. Why is that significant to you, please?
My daughter's birthday.
Brilliant. Lovely. They made me clear that it's definitely not Christmas, it's not before, it's not after New Year, it's in between. So a lovely happy birthday for your daughter from all those in spirit, sweetheart. And I also want to give you, give me that again, sweetheart. Okay. Can you understand where there is a small grandfather clock?
I just got one, yes.
Okay, they're just letting you know they're around you, darling. Keep an eye on the time. They're going to bring good things towards you, darling. And there must be a gentleman in spirit who would have enjoyed taking the grandfather clocks apart and finding out how they work.
It is stuck on 11 and it won't move.
Well, this gentleman in spirit is sitting there and he's saying he wants to take it apart and fix it for you. So there you go. Trying to get it working. He would have done it for you. Don't be surprised if you don't hear it ticking at 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else we can ask you? Anything else? Any other questions for you, darling?
Yes. My daughter is having an issue, and the doctors don't seem to know what's going on.
Okay. Before you give me anything else, is that to do with the lower, I don't know if it's lower back or kidney area, but I've got pain in my lower back, just around my kidney area. Does that make sense with your daughter?
Yes.
Right, okay. Definitely needs a second opinion, darling. Definitely needs a second opinion, but I am not getting that it's anything serious. It's one of those chronic things that keeps coming and going and keeps coming and going. And 1 minute she's fine, the next minute it's got laid flat, hasn't it?
Right.
Definitely need to get a second opinion, darling. And I'm also going to say, I mean, I'm a therapist, but I'm not a doctor. But I'm also going to say, check out natural therapy. Okay? Check out the natural therapy.
I've been doing that.
Right, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And I'm also getting that she needs... I love the way they bring this through. A flush... They're showing me a flushing toilet, which to me means she needs a good flush through. So I don't know whether it's something she's stuck on drinking loads and loads of caffeine or loads of pop or, you know, things. But she needs to get some real good clear water. She needs a detox. Yeah, you flush the toilet. Do a full detox.
Okay,
sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
I'm not seeing it's anything serious. It's just going to be one of those niggling things that she's got to deal with. And there is something about, lady in spirit who had problem with jaundice, please. Can you understand a lady
yes.
in her life, but it was due to a holiday?
Uh-huh.
Did she come back from a holiday and she turned yellow?
Yes.
This lady is, that's the lady who's saying have the flush through. She had the kidney problems and the jaundice problems. So with your daughter, darling, get the flush through, get it sorted out. But I'm getting reassured from spirit, from this lady who went through severe problems with it, that it's not severe, that she needs, you know, she needs to look after herself. She's not drinking and eating as she should do. Okay, darling?
Okay.
Brilliant. Lovely confirmation there for you in the end. I hope you enjoy the show. Keep listening
in
and check out our website.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for calling in. Okay, guys. I'm going to bring in Sprinkles again. And I'm going to ask the guys in the chat room. We have got, I've lost count how many are in the chat room. I'm going to throw out some names. We've got Bertha. Hey, darling. We've got Darton. We've got David Edison. We've got Emerald Gal in there. Hi, darling. We've got Gigi. I love these nicknames. We've got 1,001 guests. Welcome, guys. If you do sign in with your Facebook or your blog talk, we can give you a shout out. We've got the lovely Kerry Medium. Welcome, darling. Nice to have you in the show. Kimberly, Pat Salcook. We've got Tex Iridian, Tracy Cooper, Wildflower, and of course all our staff in there. So thanks for listening in, guys. We're going to come up now to see if we can take one more call with Sprinkles before we do the song on the half hour. Do we have one more caller there, please, Mike?
Hello?
Hello, darling. What's your name?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Maria. Sprinkles, would you like to take this one, darling?
Sure. Thanks, Maria. Do you want me to focus on anything in particular, but please don't go into what it is? It could be relationship, home, work, job, finances, that thing. And I can only ask you to please just give a yes or a no confirmation when I am reading you, please.
Okay. I guess work or relationship or anybody new or anything coming up soon.
Okay, so more of a general reading, huh?
I think so.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we get from you here, huh? Okay, well, there are some things you do need to work on. And what I'm getting here is that it's mostly pertaining to getting rid of some of the debt that you've accrued. Okay? You're not in really too much of a position right now to make some sort of decisions because you're limited, because you have taken on a lot that's kind of held you back. Does that seem to fit you? Just a yes or no, please.
You said that I put a lot on myself. Not really.
Yeah, you've taken on an awful lot to where you have so many things going on, you can't seem to decide what you should be doing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I guess that there's somebody that is, I'm getting a mail that he's around you here. And there's a message that comes from him. Okay. I think he's relating into some sort of where he works or something like that. But a message is coming in and some sort of offer is being presented to you. And you may feel that it's really a good offer, but I'm not getting that. I'm getting that you should really first check into what is being called for you to be committed to and what has to take place with it and if you have the means to do so. So be careful of this invitation or offer that comes your way. Okay, because I'm getting that you may seem or feel that this is the thing for you to do. Just make sure all your T's and, I's are dotted and crossed and that kind of thing before you jump in with this offer. I also feel that there's a legal problem around you, is that correct, just a moment?
Is there a problem around me?
Legal. Yep, legality.
Not that I know of as of now.
Okay. Well, if it's not you, it's somebody that's close to you, because like it's somebody that you constantly got to push at here.
Somebody close to me.
Okay, all right. It takes a lot. I mean, this person that is around you, connected to you, this man, he seems to be very opinionated on things, and he's really not very good at upholding responsibilities. There's a constant need for you to kind of push him to get him to do things, and sometimes it breaks your heart because you want that to be just a normal thing for him to do, to take it up and handle it. But this seems to be breaking your heart. Have you walked off for a little bit and then came back? This is regarding relationships, intimate relationships.
I walked away. I didn't go back yet.
Okay. Well, take care here, because it's not, I'm getting at least 3 times this is going to take place here, because even though you may be receiving some very good advice, you're not applying it. Stop feeling so low about yourself. You have a lot more to give to others. And I'm not saying not to go back to him, but in order for him to change, you have to change yourself, okay, because you can't change anybody else. So how you react and how you work with things is needing a change if you want some change from him. Does that make sense to you, Han?
I understand what he's saying. Changes from him, too. Yes.
When you apply it yourself, because he's already accepted a routine with you, and he already knows, it's like instinct with him, how you're going to react and what you're going to do. So he kind of like knows you like the back of his hand. So when you start changing how you normally would react, it's going to bring a change to him, because he's going to be, first of all, he'll quiet down and listen to you more, especially if you begin to whisper it instead of shouting things at him. You have some sort of a letter or some sort of situation, there's two things going on that you may not be able to decide what you should do. And at that time, I'm going to tell you that to sit back and wait, because the answer will come through for you. You have a lot of work going on there, and you've been offered an awful lot of advice. And what I'm getting is that you should stop hanging your head so low, look up, look more up to yourself, know that you have the capabilities of making those changes, and you are the one that's going to direct your life, because you're the one that allows what comes into your life and what doesn't. Okay, hon? I do hope that's of help to you. Do you have any questions?
I think that's good.
Okay.
I think you pinpointed it.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you, honey. It's a pleasure. You know, just know that, you know, you are your own person, and only you can change you. And you've got it, girl, but you're not applying it, okay? So
it's kind of hard to do when you can't accomplish it. That's why
But you can, because if you get out of that rut of doing the same thing and reacting the same way, you will make the changes happen for you, okay? But only you can do that. You cannot change him. By you changing, it will help him to come around and see things. Okay? Thank you, hon.
Thanks.
Love and light and blessings to you.
You too.
Thank you.
Congratulations. That was brilliant. Well done there, Sprinkles. I hope you enjoyed that, my darling.
I did, myself. I mean, I love to connect with them. It's awesome when it does, because they kind of like know it themselves, but they just need a little confirmation and validation, and that's what we can do, is just give them a little insight on the side. Let them choose
exactly.
For themselves.
Exactly. That was brilliant. Well done, Sprinkles. And I hope you enjoyed that reading, my darling. Okay, we're coming up to the half hour again. We're going to go to a song. Now, remember, this is one of your competitions, and this is open to everybody. What is the common link between all the songs we played today? We always have a question with our songs. We always have a theme, and the question is, what is the common link between the songs? So answers on the Facebook page, please. Facebook.com, Circle of Mediums. There's a post on there where you can answer it, because we've got to wait until the last song is played at the end of the show, and the winner is decided on the Facebook page. So keep your eyes open, guys. We're going to go to the song, and then we're going to go to do some more chat room questions and some final words from our staff. So here we go with Teen Angel.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love?
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, and we're back. So that was Teen Angel. So what is the common link with our songs today? Answers, please, on the facebook.com Circle of Mediums page. Right, we've got quite a few special events coming up. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we've got Grant Collier again, a week on Monday in SOC TV. He's going to join us next year, offering some classes on mediumship development and some trance work. So we're looking forward to that in the new year. We've also got our lovely Meredith, known as Magic to everybody, coming up this afternoon later on, at 3 p.m. New Zealand time, that's 2 a.m. GMT, on paramaniaradio.com with the Fearless Ghost Hunter. We've also got our Christmas and New Year parties coming up, and we've got to have some fun, aren't we, girls? We've got a competition for our Christmas party on the 22nd, 23rd weekend. We're also doing a link up with the Fearless Ghost Hunter show. But your competition in the chat room and in the Spirituals Online Network is you've got to make a crazy hat. And this is from our darling Jen. The only condition is the hat's got to be made out of your household items. So the competition is for the Christmas party. And yes, you've got to wear it. We want to see photographs on the Facebook page, spiritualsonline.com, or on our Facebook. You've got to wear it. It's a hat made out of household items. So that's your Christmas party challenge for this year. And we'll also see you on the 29th, 30th weekend in the chat rooms with a party. And on our Circle of Mediums show that weekend, we've got a very, very special guest coming in. The one and only star of the... She's been in music for some years. She started way early. It's Linda Lewis. She of It's In His Kiss. I've got to say, we are honoured. We're pleased to have her with us. She's coming to be in with our show, Circle of Mediums. So she'll be here with us on the weekend of the 29th, 30th of December. So that's going to be a big show for us. And we're pleased to have her with us. Okay, we're going to go finally to the chat room. Some final questions, and then we're going to take our last calls before we close out. So we've got David Edison. I'm just not going to touch this one. David Edison is asking, where is the rich woman he's going to marry? Who's going to talk to David about how we deal with predictions about relationships? Okay, Sprinkle says, join the website, Ed David, and she'll do your palm reading. Join the website, David, and she'll do your palm reading on that one, and we'll bring Demisi in for a chat. Hi, Demisi.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How do we deal with those questions? When are we going to get married?
It depends what you're looking for rich. What's your criteria for rich?
He's in the chat room there, Demisi, so just give him your thoughts.
Right.
We'll answer questions from the chat room.
Rich doesn't have to have a lot of dollars or pounds or whatever else your currency is. Somebody who's full of life, full of love, full of ideas, who will support you is far more valuable, would you not say? So
I have got to agree on that one. It looks like Dave's definitely looking for the millionaires there.
So you decide, my darling, and you look for your you put it out there. Again, yeah. We're looking at peg synchronicity here.
Exactly.
Decide and put out what you think is what you want. And
okay.
Believe me, money don't pay for everything. And
it doesn't.
Short and sweet, but you're in charge, my darling. Take
mm-hmm.
care.
Well done. Thank you, Demisi. Okay, we've got Babs in the chat room. Hi, Bab. Welcome. And she's asking if she's got a date tonight. Sprinkles. Can we do a quick card poll, please, for Babs? How will her day go tonight?
Okay, let's see. How will it go? Give me 1 second here as I focus. Oh, be careful what you're being offered tonight. Okay,
cool.
It might be a little bit more than what you can handle.
There you go, Bob. Quick answer there. Just be careful for offers that seem too good to be true. You may be getting a little bit more than you can chew. So, yeah, just be careful. Watch what you're doing tonight, but enjoy yourself, darling. We've got Emerald Gal, New York. Hi, Emerald. Thank you for joining us. Another one asking, will her finances ever straighten out? Peg, how do you deal with those questions? Hey there, Peg. Okay, Peg must be taking it. When I get asked about finances, it's very much the same as what Demisi asked. Sweetheart, you've got to deal with it as not the mountain that you're looking at, but the little molehills that you can deal with one at a time. Take away all the big fear of it all mounting up at once. And deal with them one at a time. Make small offers that you can afford to make. Because put it this way, they would rather have something than nothing. And if you budget and you get some decent advice regarding budgeting, your finances are left to you. You are the one in control to sort them out. Okay? So take that as advice. Don't take it as a mountain. Deal with it a little bit at a time, baby steps. And you will get through them. It's the only way I've done it in the past, and it's the only way I think anybody can really deal with financial issues. Okay, did we have any other questions in the room? We're just coming up to 20 to the hour. Where are we? Can we see we move Bertha? Is Bertha going to move house soon? Okay, Sprinkles, how about that one with a quick card reading?
Okay, Bertha, are you looking to move, huh? And did you say in a 3 month time span?
She's just asking, do we see her moving to a new house soon?
Oh, to a new house soon, okay. Yeah, lacking a little motivation there and getting that done. I need to put more effort into it if this is what you want to take place. The number 21 is important. I don't know what it means around you, but as far as the move, be careful about making sure you get receipts for anything in regards to, say, signing of a lease and that kind of thing. Make sure your T's and I's are dotted. You also will be shown a lot of places that may be of interest to you. pay attention to your instincts, because I'm getting one place in particular that you're not feeling very well about. I mean, you're picking up on his con artist, and he's just pushing things from this person. So, again, I say pay attention to that and just take care. But I get a 3-month period to where you're going to be able to open up your doors and show and have people come in to visit with you in this new place. So I'm going to say
lovely.
3 months, but please take care, hon.
Lovely. There you go, Bertha, darling. Take a look. And, yeah, get the motivation going. But 3 months' time is looking good for you, darling. Okay, we've got one final question in the chat room before we go to the last caller for today. Rosie, 5:30, darling, she wants to know about love life and relationship with Al. I've got to say, Rose, I'm going to ask you one question in the chat room. Has this been on and off, like, it's a love-hate thing? You're great together, but you're no good apart either. But it keeps going on and off. Okay, we've got a yes to that answer. Sweetheart, you just know this guy's meant for you. You just know there's no way you guys are going to be any different. You've just got to accept that instead of arguing all the time and causing all these little ructions and walking away, that sometimes you've just got to think of a daft word that gets you laughing. Bring in a keyword that gets you guys laughing and forgetting all the issues and worries about yourselves, okay? Because in the end, you just know you keep coming back, don't you? And I've got to say, it's been nothing nasty. There's been nothing worrying about the relationship. It's just you don't like this coming and going bit. So that's what you need to put a stop to and find a way of doing it. Okay, guys? Right. Gigi. She asks what's going to be for her. Maria. Okay. As I saw the name Maria typed for you, darling. One question again. Where's the singer around you, please, Maria? I'm hearing absolutely gorgeous singing. Are you the singer, darling? Gigi, Maria, are you the singer? Quick yes or no in the chat room. Not getting it. All I'm getting is, darling, you need to start singing again. You need to start enjoying the music. Music is going to be a big thing for you. Okay? I hope she gets that. Okay, girls, it's coming up to 9:45. I want to take in our last call. 520, are you there, sweetheart?
Oh, my heavens, thank you.
Hey, sweetheart. What's your name and who would you like to talk to?
My name is Lisa, and gosh, I'll talk to anybody that wants to talk to me.
Well, you're going to make it easy for us. Okay, we've got Lisa. She's very chuffed that she's actually got through to the show today. Who would like to take Lisa and give her a message? Go.
I will.
Go with it, Sprinkles.
Okay. What? Can you just repeat the question again, please, so I can focus?
She's just happy with anything that comes through, darling.
Okay. Okay, Lisa. Whoa, you have some really good passing. Something's happening with you here. And you're going to be moving very fast on them. Both emotional and finances look very, very good to you at this time, especially at the beginning of this year. Are you just getting over being sick?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're cutting in and out. My finances look good? Is that what you said?
Yes. The first of the year, the finances should start looking good. You'll be able to save. Okay? So you have something brand new starting as well this year coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping.
Okay, so, yeah, definitely. Have you just been getting over some sort of illness that kind of you were vulnerable to it? You were in a place where there was no way you can avoid not picking up a cold or a virus or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You have a lot of changes taking place. You've made a lot of changes already. You've really cleared out all the old gossip and the old people, and you've just made a clear way for you just to move straight ahead. Very nice. You have a large head of hair by chance. I don't know what that would mean, but you have a big head of hair.
I'm sorry. It's crackling, and you come in and out.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay, she's asking, do you have a large head of hair? A good head of hair.
Oh, a lot of hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I do have a lot of hair.
Okay. You're a very gentle soul, and that's where your strength is coming from, okay? Your ability to calm situations down is a very strong strength around you, okay? And you use that, and you can really be of help to a lot of people. You're very caring and sensitive. So the work you're doing, you're putting in a lot of time. You have problems with your legs, something with the circulation with your legs there. I don't know if you're sitting too much, but you've got to get up and get that circulation going. And that's what I have for you right now. I hope that that's up indoors this time.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Congratulations. Well done. Thank you for calling in, Lisa. Hope you enjoy the show. And check out the website.
Oh, I will.
All the links are in the chat room. Thank you, darling. 610, are you there? 610 code, are you there? Hello? Okay, we'll move on to 760. 760. Are you there, darling?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, we've got a gentleman calling in. What's your name, darling, and what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm a gentleman, I guess. Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can we do for you today?
Love life, like everybody else is asking, you know? Where is my beloved?
Oh, here we go again. We love these little questions.
I hope you're not laughing at it because it's so pathetic.
No, it's not that, darling. We don't usually do predictions when it comes to love life, but what I did get through for you straight away is, what is the month of August for you, please? Birthday, anniversary, or memory in the month of August? Think about your friends, family, and loved ones, and notice passed over. Where's the August occasion for you, darling?
Beats me.
It's definitely coming. If it's nothing that you can remember, think about it in the show. Do give us feedback on the website later on or on the Facebook page. But August is definitely one month that you've got to think about. Demise is asking, can you understand the name David in spirit, please?
No.
No, not coming through. Okay. Got to get you some confirmation. It's no good, but I'm going to finish on a close. Okay.
You mean somebody named David in spirit?
In spirit. Who's passed over? Yeah. Family, friend, loved one who's passed over. David.
No. Not that I know
of. Okay. I want to go back to February last year again. They're taking me back, February. Otherwise, it's February coming that you've got something planned, please. This is the second time I've had this tonight. What is February to you, darling? Can you understand the gentleman who works with ladders, climbing ladders, or is it you that works on ladders?
Ladders?
Yes. A roofer, decorator, painter, decorator, but I'm seeing ladders.
No, I don't understand that.
Can you be, okay, I'm just going to say, can you be careful around ladders, because I'm seeing ladders for some reason. I don't understand why, okay. Are you girls getting anything for this caller, please?
I'm sorry?
I'm just asking if the other girls are getting anything for you. I don't want to close off on and not getting a link in through for you. It's the love question. It blows us every time.
I'm going to try, Julie.
Okay. Okay. Sprinkles.
Okay, first of all, I got to let you know that you're not getting yourself out there. You're not applying as much time as you should into finding a relationship and building a relationship. You have a lot of stuff going on around you. I also feel that you get very frustrated at times of the same old round-around kind of thing. Have you been hurt in the past and you kind of have like a little shield up going around you?
Have I been hurt in the past in relationships?
Yes. You have to take care here and not taking so many risks from being out here. Don't be so forward with things in regards to giving so much. It's like you're going out to dinner and you got your plate overfilled. Okay, try to cut back a little bit. Okay, but you get out there and socialize. And do you have that time to really apply for a relationship? It's not going to happen, hon. Okay? And if you do have somebody there and you just give up it's like anything. It's like a plant. You need to nourish it. You need to feed it. Take care of it. You need to give it a lot of sunshine so that it grows healthy. You don't need to have that much time or effort just putting into a relationship. Now, this is totally up to you on how you're going to apply it. But, again, I would say don't put everything out in one plate, honey. Do a little snacking here and there before you can really kind of go in and say, you know, this one is of interest I'm going to go with. And that's what I have to do, and I have to help. But really, if you want a relationship, you have to work at it. It's not going to come easy. And the ones that do come in that are so easy for you, they're not going to really be worth it.
Okay. Do you understand that, darling, that you either give your all about something or you just don't and you hold back?
I think maybe I'd give this probably piss off the other gender in the chat in your chat room, but I think I give women too much credit sometimes and don't realize that they can be very, very mean sometimes.
That's one of your downfalls.
Yeah.
And try to be the nice guy, and they don't appreciate that a lot. They tend to mistake kindness for weakness too much. So
No.
Is that what you mean?
No, you either give your all or you cut off totally dead. What you need to do is what Sprinkles is saying is finding that balance, darling. But look towards February and look for that August date. And I'm sure you'll find a confirmation somewhere in that August date, but February is definitely going to be different for you. And I'd love to hear feedback from you on our Facebook, if we can do, at a later stage, darling. Please do keep in touch. Okay, I want to get to our next caller, but please, please, give it a little bit of balance. Don't give everybody the credit, and don't take yourself away from things too quick. Thank you for calling in, darling. Okay, who's next? 215. Do you want to come in, darling?
Hello, how you doing?
We've got a quick 5 minutes, darling, before we go into the close and the last competition. What can we do for you?
Okay, I was just wondering if you see a move for me soon.
Okay, another move question. Okay, darling, I'm going to go straight away. Where's the L name around you with, please? L name. Lisa, Linda, where's the L name around you, darling?
I work with a lady named Linda.
Okay, you work with a lady named Linda. I'm going to be saying look around the work position, the workplace, for a place being offered to you. It brought that in straight away, that somewhere around the workplace you're going to be offered a place. Don't automatically turn it down, okay? And have we got Mother in spirit, please?
No, Mother's still alive.
Right, where's the mother figure in spirit? Lady who you thought of, either a second mother or a grandmother?
I used to have a very good friend. She was basically like my mother. She took care of me since I was 16.
That's the lady I'm looking for, darling. She's wrapping her arms around you, and she's saying, will you stop panicking? You're panicking about something. What are you panicking about, darling?
About my move. I'm trying,
right,
like to rush it.
Okay, darling,
can I just say a few quick questions? My son's dog, she looks up the steps, and last night when we were laying in the bed,
That would be this lady around you. She's trying to get you to calm down, darling. Stop the panic. Let it happen. It will come through, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. Thank you for calling in the show, darling. We're running out of time, guys. I want to get in our last song for the competition. So we're going to go to the last song. And remember, what is the common link about the songs we play today? The answer's on the facebook.com/circleofmediums. There is a post on there. We will do a follow-up after the show. I've got to say thank you to my guests. Watch out for all the special events on spiritualistonline.com. We thank again Mike Spirit FM for the show and for bringing us online with you guys. Let's go to that last song and then we'll do five feed out.
Mike Spirit FM, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, New Zealand time. And rock your socks off with a little bit of rock and roll. And check out the website at spiritualistonline.com for a circle of mediums. Come in and enjoy the fun.